Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the City of Mesa, June 6, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. Tonight, we'll begin with an invocation given by Pastor Perry Emmerich from Central Christian Church, after which Councilmember Dina Higgins will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, God, the opportunity to come together and to gather in freedom. And Lord, that is a gift, and we praise you for that. Lord, our prayer tonight as we gather in this place is that wisdom would prevail, that God, you make clear in your scriptures that if anyone lacks wisdom, to ask. And so, Father, we come before you, we ask for wisdom tonight, and that you would give it out generously. And as for this council and the leaders here, God, that they would serve and lead humbly with a servant attitude that you have modeled for us. And that discernment and cool hearts and wisdom would prevail through all that takes place tonight. So, Father, we commit this evening to you and all that takes place. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and the consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card at the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, it will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, two-day charitable event, Friday, July 1st and Saturday, July 2nd, 63 East Main Street, 251 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase replacement gas chromatograph and data management system for police department, fully funded by an Arizona Criminal Justice Commission grant. Item 4B, act on contract for software upgrade for DNA analysis for police department, fully funded by a National Institute of Justice grant. Item 4C, act on term contract for traffic signal heads and pedestrian signals for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4D, act on contract for purchase of new furnishings and ancillary equipment for the public safety training facility for the police and fire departments. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase four new rapid deployment emergency shelters for the police department, fully funded by the Arizona Homeland Security grant. Item 4F, act on term contract for reflectorized sign sheeting for transportation department. Item 4G, act to renew term contract for uniform garments for fire department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase additional enterprise data storage hardware and software for the information technology department. Item 4I, act on contract for elevator improvements at council chambers. Item 4J, act on contract for pool demolition at Mesa Junior High, Powell Junior High, and Poston Junior High. Item 4K, act on contract for utilities and roadway improvements for First Solar Development, projects funded from the preliminary fiscal year 11-12 Water, Wastewater, and Streets Capital Bonds Program. Item 4L, act on contract for Brown Road Water Treatment Plant Emergency Filter Repairs. Funding's available in the preliminary fiscal year 11-12 Water Bond Capital Bond Programs. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish a portion of a public utilities and facilities easement at 257 South Power Road. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into a license agreement with T-Mobile to construct a wireless communication facility on city-owned property at 8435 East Scarlett. Item 5C, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by Arizona Career Pathways to Gila River Indian Community to support efforts to provide workforce development for low-income adults in Maricopa County. Item 5D, act on resolution supporting submittal of grant application by Arizonans for Children Incorporated to the Gila River Indian Community to provide services for children and youth in foster care in Maricopa County. Item 5E, act on resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by the Child Crisis Center to the Gila River Indian Community to support emergency shelter services. Item 5F, act on resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest to the Gila River River Indian Community to provide counseling and classes for homeless women in the East Valley. Item 5G, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of grant application by the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau to the Gila River Indian Community to provide a marketing and sales campaign to promote Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. Item 5H, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by the Mesa Police Department to the Gila River Indian Community to provide a teen dating violence education program. Item 5I, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by Paz de Cristo Community Center to the Gila River Indian Community for evening meal service and food bank programs. Item 5J, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by Banner Health Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community to assist with construction and renovation of a Ronald McDonald House on the campus of Cardin Children's Medical Center. Item 5K, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of grant application by the Fellowship Square Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community to provide financial support for elderly residents who become indigent while receiving custodial services at Fellowship Square facility in Mesa. Item 5L, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by the Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Gila River Indian Community for a team vehicle, gym equipment, and supplies. Item 5M, Act on Resolution supporting submittal of a grant application by the Mesa Arts Center to the Gila River Indian Community to support efforts to provide a series of programs targeted to youth at risk for cross-cultural learning. Item 6A, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between Arizona State University and the City of Mesa for the design and completion of certain improvements in the operation of city-owned utilities and facilities on the ASU Polytechnic campus. Item 6B, Act on Contract for ASU Polytechnic Campus Roadway and Utility Improvements, projects funded from the preliminary fiscal year 11-12 Water, Wastewater, and Streets Capital Bond Programs. Item 7, introduction to the following ordinances and setting June 27, 2011 as a date of the public hearing on these ordinances. Item 7A, modifying rates for electric utility services. Item 7B, modifying rates for natural gas utility services. Item 7C, modifying rates for water utility services. Item 7D, modifying rates for wastewater utility services. Item 7E, modifying rates for solid waste utility services. Item 7F, modifying fees and charges for utility customers. Item 7G, modifying terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. Item 8A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z11-14, located north of McKellops and east of Greenfield for a rezone to establish design guidelines for future development at Falcon Field Airport. Also, Item 10B has been continued to the June 27th Council meeting, and Item 10C has been continued to the July 7th Council meeting. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Is there any item that a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, ma'am.
Just as a item of information, items 5C through 5M, all the grant applications, under the Indian Gaming Compact, state law requires that grant requests to Indian communities to take advantage of disbursements out of the various communities' gaming funds needed to be channeled through the city. And so we are serving as a conduit only for these grants. We didn't initiate any of them unless it states that it was initiated by the City of Mesa. But that's why they're on our agenda. I know I get questions a lot on that. Okay, I have a motion from... I have a motion. Is that?
It was actually
the vice mayor,
and then it was Higgins, not Finter. But
yeah, I just for the record, Mayor, my last name isn't Jones unless I'm being forced to change it. I know we have some computer issues.
I think we have a computer glitch. So we have a motion by the vice mayor, a second by Councilmember Higgins, on the consent agenda. Any discussion? Please vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, the next item on the agenda is item number 9. This is an introduction, the adoption of the tentative proposed fiscal year 2011 and 2012 budget plan, better known as the Do Not Exceed plan, and I'll turn it over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, I hereby move that we tentatively adopt the legal three-page budget for the City of Mesa for the fiscal year 2011-12 in the amount of $883,054,279 for the operating portion, $159,900,743 for the scheduled bond capital improvements, and $120 million in anticipated carryover for a total city budget appropriation of $1,162,955,022.
Okay, we have a motion by the Vice Mayor, and we'll do this in voice. Do we have a second? Let's have a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. The next item is item 10A. This is a zoning case Z11-08, 5503 South Power Road, located south of Railroad on the east side of Power Road, 4.34 acres, rezoned from C2 to M1 and site plan review. Request will allow the development of an RV boat storage facility. Mr. Wesley, you want to give a quick update on this?
Yes, Mayor, very quickly. As stated, it's approximately 4.3 acres. It's located on South Power Road. Actually, it's off the road a little bit to the east, adjacent to the canal. Currently zoned C2, the general plan for the areas for mixed-use employment, which allows a variety of zoning districts, including the M1 that's being requested on the property. The actual site plan being proposed at this time is for an RV storage facility. The applicant's proposing it on an interim basis. Part of the staff review on this was the fact that it wasn't planned to be a long-term use, because our general plan for the area does encourage more active use of the property here along this frontage of Power Road. The staff and planning and zoning board have recommended approval of the zoning for the M2 piece on the back part of the property.
Could you define interim?
We don't have a specific definition, Mayor, of how long it might
be. Is there
be.
Something in the stipulation, or is it just state that this is an interim, as a, defining it as not to be a permanent, basically?
There's nothing even actually in the stipulations as we've ordered the Mayor. The main concern that staff had was the frontage. His application and site plan are a little bit confusing, indicating some uses along the Power Road frontage. And we've made it clear through the staff report and the conditions that we're just zoning the back piece to the M1 and leaving the C2 along the frontage, which does allow active use of that frontage. So even if that back piece next canal shouldn't change, we've protected the corridor along the front.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Higgins?
Yes, Mayor. This property, again, we talked about it being in the Phoenix Mesa Gateway area, where we're planning on a lot of higher wage jobs. I have a problem, just as Mayor said, with the temporary use. And can we put in something that says a stipulation, 5 years and we revisit it, or 10 years and we revisit it, so we don't see this temporary storage yard on that property when we retire and move downtown, so we don't have to have a car? Did you catch all those things all at the same time? So I'm really opposed to these temporary storage measures, because I've seen things stay there way too long. So I have also seen some great development in areas of the city on very small properties that you would have thought couldn't have anything, now have a nice office complex with a couple restaurants, and they're on those funky little squares. So any bit of space is able to be developed to a high quality and a nice standard without just saying, we can't do anything with it, so we're going to put a boat storage. So that's why I had to take enough consent, and I will be voting no on this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Vice Mayor.
Thanks, Mayor. Just a few thoughts. I wasn't jumping for joy on this. I mean, it's not a high-wage job piece, but people own boats and people own RVs, and you have to store them somewhere. And I think this particular location, the way that it's been designed, maintaining that frontage along Power Road is very helpful. The other issue, too, along this particular piece is there have been other uses in this area before. I know that there was a scrap metal storage down along this when it was in the county. We inherited it when we adopted it. That has since gone away and has been reused. So the other issue, that RV and boat storage is pretty benign. It's easy to reuse. There's not a whole lot of infrastructure being built. They're not creating a new structure and storing it inside and something that is going to be empty for a long period of time that we'll have to knock over. So given that it's a low intensity use, the area has done really well, and I think this plan, keeping it off the Power Road, I don't have an issue with it. So I'll make a motion to approve it.
Can I have a motion from the Vice Mayor? Do we have a second? Second from Councilmember Glover. Councilmember Kavanaugh?
Thank you, Mayor. Like Councilmember Higgins, I do not support this application. Interim uses have a way of becoming permanent uses, and this application is not consistent with our economic development plans and general plans for this area. And so for that reason, I will not be in favor of this application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? This is an issue I think we're going to find coming up time and time again in the Gateway area, and we've talked about it just briefly, because we have such a large area with a lot of land with a great plan, and that great plan is going to take time to be implemented. And we have to recognize that we are going to have landowners who have the right to use their land, and we need to accommodate temporary uses that can evolve into permanent uses. I'm a little concerned with this because I think it sets a precedent that I think we will regret if we continue with a formal rezone with no definition of interim in there. I mean, I'm going to support this simply because I think that for the time being this is okay, but I would really like to explore a way where we can adopt an approach in that area where we allow temporary uses that are truly temporary, either through, as Councilmember Higgins talked about, through some time frame that expires, through some special use permit that can be administrative in nature. Maybe we have to even apply some sort of overlay that allows this. I don't know what legal mechanism we can use to allow people to use their property, but make sure that those legal rights are vested for a temporary period. And then they go in with full knowledge that at the end of that period, we're going to revisit. And whether it's a boatyard or a construction yard or something that allows people to use their property but does not create the kind of situation that I would agree with the Councilmember Kavanaugh on becomes permanent. And once we have a patchwork of these, that's almost impossible to undo. And I think we could fall into that trap in the Gateway area if we don't come up with a mechanism that will help us to truly define temporary uses that are easy to transition out of. And that's why I'm supporting this, because I think a boatyard is pretty easy transition. And there is a mechanism I know we can use, and we've been talking about it for a long time. We just haven't been faced with that a case like that. So I'm going to support this with reservations, hoping that before or when the next one comes up, we will have explored that mechanism, if that's okay. Okay? We have a motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We didn't hear that, Councilmember Higgins. All opposed?
Nay.
The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative with Councilmembers Kavanaugh and I think Higgins voting nay. And the motion carries.
Both sides.
as was mentioned by Kevin Christopher, item 10B has been continued to June 27th, and item 10C to July 7th. And for any of you who showed up here looking to comment on item 10C, I apologize. Thank you so very much for being here, for coming down. I think over the next few weeks we'll be working on this issue, and you'll certainly have an opportunity to weigh in on whatever comes out. But I apologize for the change, but this is what happens. And this is good democracy, and this is actually good because it means we're talking. So, Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn by Vice Mayor and a second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you so very much. We are adjourned.